service for this event. Please feel free to begin eating, and if you haven't already gotten your drink, you may do so either at the station up front. Enjoy the video and enjoy your breakfast.
From the very beginning, Wallace State embraced a commitment to excellence that has become not only tradition, but our source of inspiration. Today, Wallace State is one of the largest colleges in the Alabama Community College system, serving more than 6,000 students each semester in credit and non-credit programs.
My stepdad was a welder and said it was a good trade. I took some technical classes in high school, but it became a real passion when I got to Wallace.
I worked at this coffee shop while I went to Wallace. I used to joke that I was going to buy it one day. That's how Wallace made me feel. Confident. Funny thing is, I didn't buy that coffee shop. I opened my own instead.
I always wanted to be a fireman or a policeman. I went into the EMS program at Wallace State right after high school. After that, I went into law enforcement.
From the time I was a little girl, I've dreamed of exploring space. One day, we received a brochure from Wallace State in the mail. I saw all the science and technology classes they were offering and started there the very next semester. While at Wallace State, I got my degree in pre-engineering and began a career that's been going strong for over 23 years.
I've always loved basketball. As a student and a player at Wallace State, I learned just what it meant to give it my all every time I stepped onto the court or into the classroom. Today, I coach my own team, have a career that I love, and continue to apply the lessons I learned as a student.
This college is a virtual powerhouse in educational programming with academic pathways in STEM, health sciences, applied technologies, liberal arts, and general studies, and more than 100 areas of study leading to degree, certificate, and transfer opportunities. Wallace State provides seamless educational opportunities from early high school entry to the graduate level.
I was actually really nervous about being a high school student on a college campus. I didn't know how people would react to that, but Wallace State has made me feel so welcome. All of my instructors really care about their students inside and outside of the classroom, and they want them to succeed, and they really helped me out with the transition, and everyone on campus is so friendly.
Through joint admission with universities and the STARS articulation system, our students are guaranteed seamless transferability of credit to public colleges and universities in Alabama and beyond. For those who want to complete their bachelor's and master's degrees on campus, Wallace State students may take advantage of our University Center partnerships.
I've learned a lot about leadership. I've learned a lot about the students. I've learned a lot about the faculty, really about giving back and what it takes to lead and responsibility.
Wallace State has been recognized among the top 120 community colleges in the nation and ranked among the top 3 in the South for workforce development. Ranked among the top 50 U.S. colleges and universities for associate degree healthcare graduates produced. And one of only 44 colleges and universities in the National League of Nursing Centers of Excellence in the nation. One of 180 all Steinway schools in the world with an award-winning art museum. 100% employment or pursuit of higher education and outstanding licensure rates in many programs. First choice community college for Alabama high school seniors taking the ACT.
Transitioning from a high school student to a college student was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be here at Wallace. It gives you a lot of opportunities to get involved and get used to the campus, and it's a very friendly campus.
Known for the size and beauty of its physical campus, athletic dominance, and comprehensive programs, Wallace State also embraced a vision to become a learning college and began an exciting journey toward transforming teaching and learning.
I couldn't have done it without my time at Wallace State. It sparked a fire in me, and it's still burning today. My story began at Wallace State.
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 Begin your story at Wallace State. From the very beginning.
rush you through that crap. You're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just trying to get through it. You are, no, that is one of most people. Well, Krista, for instance, she said, how long have I been with you? She said, you put me on the stage for how long? I said, yes, I will be today. I said, how long, sir? How long is it? They said, you have your record. It's only 15 minutes. I said, you're short enough to have to wait. Always taught me faster. Here's what I used to tell my students when I had something. I'd say, yeah, we make a presentation. You need to talk so but when you know what that means. They already
You're listening to the 2018 State of the Communities event. They just played a video presented that was featuring Wallace State. I don't know if they're eating breakfast right now or if they're in between speakers. We'll go back to music for a moment, and if they continue the presentations, we'll join the broadcast again. How about some music now from the Rolling Stones on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio?
Do I believe these individuals represent three of the top educational administrations in the state? They are also highly involved in influencing and in building our community. They care about our children, and they care about the quality of education. And it's through their hard work and their daily efforts that we benefit from one of the top educational environments in all of Alabama. First up this morning, we have Kristen Holmes. Kristen serves as the Assistant to the President for External and Cultural Affairs at Wallace State Community College. In that role, she directs the communications and marketing efforts of the college, also serving as the college public information officer. Kristen oversees the museum and international opportunities and conducts government relations. She serves on the board of Study Alabama, the Alabama Museums Association, and the Alabama Community College System Public Relations Association, and is a member of the American Association of Community Colleges Advocacy Advisory Group. That is a lot of alliteration. Wendy, what do you do in your spare time? Please, everyone, welcome Kristen Holmes.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here with you this morning. We value our partnership with the Chamber so much and with our local Coleman City and County schools. You might wonder why I'm joining you today instead of Dr. Carla Wicks. She was recently elected to serve on the American Association of Community Colleges Board of Directors, and she's attending their annual meeting today. And our deans are taking part in the Alabama kickoff of Complete College America, which is an alliance that includes representatives from the Alabama Commission on Higher Education and our university partners and the Alabama Community College System. So I will do my best. I have their notes that I'm supposed to communicate with you today, and I'll try to do that and get through it as quickly as possible. First, I want to start by recognizing some students who are with us here today. Front and center are members of our SGA. They won't be recognized in the awards today because we had an award ceremony at Wallace State last week, but they're a highly decorated group, and I'll just point out a couple of the seniors, starting with Brennan Strickland, who's the SGA president. Brennan, if you'll stand. Brennan's a nursing major, and he also received a Wallace State Leadership Award, and he's a Hanceville firefighter. So thank you for being with us. Paul Canetter, some people refer to as Mr. Wallace State. He's a business major. He's our Rotaract president. He's in Phi Theta Kappa, Sigma Kappa Delta, English Honor Society, the Math Honor Society, and I believe he's president of one or two of those organizations. He's on our Scholars Bowl team, and he was the President's Cup winner at awards night. Challey Johnson is a marketing major, member of Rotaract, the Math Honor Society, Phi Theta Kappa, English Honor Society, and she's one of our two Alabama academic team members, and she was the 2018 homecoming queen. And also with us are Abigail Long, Emily Dia, Becky Johnson, Kate Wadsworth, and Carolise Cook, and the SJA sponsor, Whit Rice, who many of you know as the voice of Wallace State. We're so happy to have you with us, and I would encourage any students, thank you, high school students here today, if you want to know how to make the most of your college experience and what it means to be involved in college, please talk to these students. They're great ambassadors. And so let's get started with some of the accomplishments from Wallace State over the past year and some things we've got coming up. Oh, let's see. How do I do this? Oh, to the right. Sorry. Okay. Oh, thank you. You'll see on the screen a list of accolades. Some of these were mentioned in our video this morning. We're a three-time Aspen Award nominee, which means we're ranked in the top 150 community colleges in the United States. That designation has only been announced three times in the last 5 years, and so we'll be up for the Aspen Prize coming up next year. We were named an Achieving the Dream Leader College for our work in student success. We were named a military-friendly institution. We're an all-Steinway school, one of only 180 in the world. We were rated the first choice community college by Alabama High School Seniors, taking the ACT. We're a National League of Nursing Center of Excellence, one of only three named community colleges to receive that designation. We were named among the top three in workforce development by Southern Business and Development magazine, and the list goes on, really. Okay, so moving on to some projects that we've got going on campus. If you've been down to Hanceville, you'll notice that the north entrance of campus is currently being built, and that's at the newest intersection in Hanceville, and it's the intersection which leads to our nursing building and Center for Science and the conference center that was recently named for Dr. Pinehart. So that'll be a fantastic border to the north entrance of campus, and we've got some flags going up. We'll have a flag raising ceremony soon. We'll also be doing some additional beautification on the south end of campus. You see that there. And goodness, I apologize. And just behind the nursing building, we plan a welding facility to accommodate our really growing welding program. We have about 70 students currently involved in welding and not enough welding booths to accommodate all of them, so this will allow us to expand that program. And then diesel technology will take over the entire building it shares now with welding. It's also one of our larger technical programs. And we hope to add an entrepreneurship center to this welding building. That will be sort of the next step to the Technology Village, which we're a partner with the University of Alabama and Coleman Economic Development and Coleman entities. So in the Entrepreneurship Center, that's where businesses will be incubated once their concept's developed, and it can serve tech startups to small manufacturing firms for the first few years to get them off the ground. We're also going to be updating our culinary arts program. That will move to the Student Center and allow us to add a pastry kitchen and expand that program further, and also do some interesting things to bring life to that building, like offer dinner theaters and dinner along with some of our theater events. The Betty Lee Haynes Theater is located in that building. And then we'll add a cafe in the current culinary arts building. We currently have only one cafe on campus in the nursing building, and that's become very popular, and we could certainly use another one. So we're proud of our culinary arts program. and want to see them grow. And then also wanted, if you haven't been to Aniana, we have a new campus center in Aniana. And this past year we received a the city of Aniana actually received on our behalf a $2.3 million grant that was given by Governor Kay Ivey to build a new building for Wallace State in Aniana. We're currently operating out of a building that was existing there, and we'll keep that one. And that will become our technical training center, and this new building will house administration, enrollment services, and academic programs. That ground has already broken on that building, and we hope it will be up and running in the next year. We have a few new programs that we're starting or have recently started, and one of those is small farmer training. Many of you probably know Travis Kress. He's been hired as our farm manager. And he'll be offering a small farmer training program that lasts about a year. It'll start as a non-credit program, but there'll be opportunities for students who want to do that to transition into our agriculture horticulture program. But many individuals might be just interested in getting some information on new technology in farm training. And he's also, as our farm manager, going to be running our community garden, which is open to individuals in the community or on campus to rent a plot of garden at our community garden and reap the benefits of that. And you can either pay $30 a semester to do that or volunteer 2 hours a month in lieu of that payment for a plot in the community garden. And that'll be starting this summer. We're planning a drone pilot training program to address needs in agriculture, civil engineering, public safety, and defense. And we have recently started a building construction program to address demand from local contractors. We all know Coleman's booming and see a lot of buildings going up, and they need additional help who have qualifications in that area. And we've started a Swift app development program through our computer science program, and that's a part of a partnership with the state of Alabama, and the Alabama Community College System has with Apple. And so we're very excited about that. Our nursing program is offering new options so that individuals with experience in other fields, maybe paramedics, radiologic technicians, respiratory therapists, LPNs, can transition and also obtain a nursing degree in about half the time they would do otherwise by getting credit for prior training. And then this is just an example of our Pathways partnership. We were selected as one of 30 colleges to lead the Pathways project for the Alabama Community College, the American Association of Community Colleges, and that is designed to streamline the college, the student experience through college, so that students identify a meta major and then any courses that they take within that meta major would apply to the specific major that they later choose. We're involved in a number of initiatives, and one of those, not mentioned here, is again, streamlining developmental education. We've been leading the way for that in the state so that we get students into credit-bearing courses more quickly. We know that that helps them finish. We're also involved in the expanding college access through dual enrollment Pell experiment through the U.S. Department of Education. Our dual enrollment program has about 645 students enrolled, and this year about 200 of them are taking advantage of Pell for dual enrollment. So that really provides additional access to students who might not otherwise be able to afford to participate in the dual enrollment program. We have about 90 students who were enrolled in the Fast Track Academy and Fast Track for Industry, which is open to juniors and seniors, and that's the high school program that is offered on campus. And we expect about 40 of those to graduate this year, 40 seniors who will graduate in May with either a certificate or an associate degree from Wallace State before they even graduate from high school. Last year, that group of Fast Track students earned about $1.2 million in scholarships, so they're an extremely high-achieving group. We also advocated this year for year-round Pell with many colleges and universities across the country, and we're successful in getting Congress to authorize that so that students now can get a full Pell grant even in the summer. Previously, you could take advantage of a full Pell. If you enroll full-time, you would get a full Pell award in two of three semesters, and now students will be able to attend college year-round. Many programs require that, and we know that a lot of students want to get out into the workforce quickly and not sit out a semester because they can't afford to attend college. So we're really excited about that. We added a career services department within this last year to help students be prepared for jobs and to find jobs, and they're also working to set up apprenticeship programs around the community. So Jamie Blackman is heading that program. And we have a number of new partnerships. One is with Kenya Relief. We took a group of dental hygiene students to Kenya last year as part of a global health outreach and service learning program. It was something we hadn't previously offered through the college. And those dental students got a chance to participate in a dental clinic in Kenya, really opened their eyes to the world. And it was an incredibly rewarding experience for them. And so it's something we want to continue and send one team a year, we hope, of students and faculty. We just sent a physical therapy assistant student group, and they're recently back, and they helped with mobility cart distribution. We have with the museum, we're the Making Alabama Traveling Exhibition, which is a partnership with the Coleman County Museum and the Alabama Humanities Foundation, which also supported our Warhol exhibition. So if you haven't been down to Wallace lately, please stop in the museum. The Making Alabama Traveling Exhibition, which is part of the Bicentennial, will be there through May 24th. Let's see. We talked about student success a little bit already, but I just wanted to update you on our athletic accomplishments. Volleyball and women's golf both won conference championships this year and advanced to nationals. Conference runner-ups included our new men's and women's cross-country team. Men's and women's tennis will be advancing to nationals. And men's golf is currently in Florida. They were conference runner-up, and so they're competing for an opportunity to advance to nationals currently. Our softball team is currently 42-11, and they're top-seeded at this weekend's ACC tournament. And baseball is having an outstanding year. They're 39-5 overall and 21-1 in the conference. So we're looking forward to a great result for them. Our Scholars Bowl team this year, of which Paul Knetter is a member, advanced to nationals and finished eighth overall, and that was their best finish ever. And we just got back from Skills USA this week and received 55 awards, 31 first place awards, and that's the competition, the statewide competition for high school and community college students and career and technical programs. So that was by far the most awards in the community college system, and that's what we love to hear. And in terms of student success overall, our graduation and transfer rate is about 50%, which also leads, it's the highest of any community college in Alabama and among the highest in the nation. And when you add persistence to that, it's about 75%. We could not do any of this without the help of our Future Foundation. They've been so important to the success of the college, and Suzanne Harbin and her team are with us and members of the Board of Directors today. We appreciate their support so much. They're in the middle of a major gifts campaign, and currently they have 45 endowed scholarships established, which are scholarships valued at $25,000 or more, 89 named funds and scholarships, which can be set up in any amount. They've awarded more than 2,000 scholarships worth about $1.5 million. And they're about two-thirds of their way through their campaign and raising money for scholarships. Their goal is $5 million for scholarships. And about halfway, at the halfway point of their campaign, overall, which also includes raising money for instructional technology, the Entrepreneurship Center, which we talked about earlier, and Lion Legacy Fund, which is a best use fund to help us with sometimes emergency training for industry. And so finally, I just wanted to remind everyone that it's National Community College Month. Every year in April, we celebrate Community College Month, and we encourage you all who have a Wallace State story to share that with us, you can tag us at Wallace State or hashtag my WSCC story. And I know the foundation would also love for you to help other students start their Wallace State stories by giving this month. If you're moved to do that, we would really appreciate it. And so thank you so much for having me with you today. And I'm sorry if I've run over my time.
You're just on time. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. You're always so articulate. I think we had the same speech teacher in high school, didn't we? Is Mona Hopper in the house today? Thank God. All right. Next up, we have our city school superintendent, Dr. Susan Patterson. She has spent 28 years in public education. She earned her doctoral degree in education administration from the University of Alabama. Can I get a roll tide? That was the weakest thing I have ever heard. I hear War Eagle. Okay. Her postgraduate work has included studies at Harvard and Columbia University. She recently completed the National Superintendent Certification Program with AASA. Dr. Patterson serves on the Board of Directors for the Alabama Superintendent Association and the Council of Leaders of Alabama Schools. She is married to Les Patterson, and their daughter Jessica is a Crimsonette at the University of Alabama. Everyone, please welcome Dr. Susan Patterson.
Thank you. Okay, make sure I get the clicker working here. So I have to say my claim to fame is my daughter, and she's actually having tryouts this afternoon and tomorrow, so I get to go to Tuscaloosa to support her when we finish here today. It's an honor to be here this morning, and I want to thank the Chamber for hosting this event and allowing me to share the state of Coleman City Schools. Coleman City Schools is fast approaching the end of another successful school year. We have just over 3,100 students across our five schools, with 240 teachers and 130 support staff. Recently, Coleman City Primary, Coleman City Primary School was recognized as a class banner school. This innovative approach does not involve technology, but rather traditional board games to teach our youngest students social skills. So as we see in our world today, they're very adept at their technology, but when it comes to their personal skills and interpersonal skills working with other students, it's something now that we're going back to teach in the classroom. It's impressive to see the excitement of our students as they interact with each other and adults on the board games, all while learning skills that will help them through life.
Coleman City Primary School is part of the Coleman City School System. At CCPS, we have pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade students. We implemented a monthly school-wide board game day to increase students' communication and social skills. With financial help from the PTO, teachers met and decided on age-appropriate board games for students. On purpose, there were no technology games purchased for the project. The goal for the project was to instill social and communication skills by playing old-fashioned board games. Teachers introduced a game each week to the students and asked parents and community members to come once a month to play with the students. This project not only increased students' communication and social skills, but a recent survey indicated that students' questioning, turn-taking, and cooperation skills have improved throughout the year. CCPS Monthly Board Game Day promotes stakeholder involvement and helps students' cognitive and social skills. Playing games is a win for everyone.
We are blessed to provide a variety of opportunities to our students of all ages. In the last year, we've added an additional outdoor classroom so at East Elementary, and so they're joining West in the outdoor classroom project. We'd like to thank the Agriplex for working with our students. It's fun to see them grow their own food, actually eat vegetables that they would not normally eat, and then learn about agriculture. As we know, in today's society, a lot of our students are fast food junkies, and so it's amazing to see that they have no idea how produce and vegetables actually grow. We've also expanded our archery team. I think I see a few proud parents in here to the middle school, and they recently placed first in state, and they're moving toward finals in the next couple of weeks, our nationals. Also, we're always trying to provide our students more opportunities, and in our high school, we're in our second year of our Health Science Academy, and they're actually participating in internships at CRMC this year and also some other health agencies around our state. We've also started an engineering academy, and we've added dance classes during our school day for electives for students. The tradition of excellence in Coleman City Schools continues in academics, athletics, and arts. We were recognized as a school system of outstanding academic achievement, making the top 10 state systems in Alabama. Right now, we also have teams involved in the spring sports that are competing in our regionals and moving on, hopefully, to our state competitions. We recently, this week, had our awards program at the high school, and several of our performing arts students received national and state awards, so we're very proud of them. Our technology department has been very busy this year, and we've launched a new website along with an app, and so this enables our parents to access student information, announcements, and other dates, calendars for the school system in a timely manner. And this is also what we use to send out our notifications for any type of weather or announcements that we have. We're launching this month a new program called Lean Stream. And this program will give our community members an opportunity to, and our businesses, to support our school system in a secure platform. You can log on to this website, and you can see our teachers' needs. So we've got about four on there right now, so we're just getting started. But to give our teachers an opportunity to post any needs they have in their classroom, and then you can choose to donate to those if you'd like, or you can make an annual contribution. As a superintendent, I work closely with the school board and our city leaders to promote Coleman as a great place to live and work by ensuring the highly quality education experience. Our city continues to grow in industry and retail, and this has begun to lead to new housing developments. As a school system, we are working with the mayor, city council, chamber, and economic development to ensure our schools have the space and resources long-term to meet the needs of the community. To this, we have acquired additional property and have been involved in working with our city council in study of demographics and residency of our city, and are working to develop our long-range plans for the school system. So you will see this coming in the near future as we assess our housing market and the growth of Coleman City. Since we are here today to recognize our outstanding students and teachers, I'd like to let our students tell you what they love about school and what they think about their teachers. Whoops. Maybe.
Science.
Band.
Math.
English.
It's math and science.
Multimedia design.
History of Alabama.
Golf.
And art and guidance.
English.
Science of Alabama history.
Play math.
Play volleyball and track.
I think AP history.
PE.
Culinary.
Math and reading.
Definitely the band courses.
English.
History.
Math or reading.
Math.
And science.
Bearcat News.
Color math.
Science. And Southerner.
Recess.
Trash.
Everything.
And somehow it keeps going on.
But they like acted like they were my parent, kind of, like they were super caring, but they continued to push me. I think that really helped me a lot.
They take the time to work with you.
They encourage you.
Being able to talk to them a lot, being able to joke around with them, kind of, make it fun in the class.
she tries really, really hard to get us, like, ready for second grade.
He's relatable, and he just always is nice to talk to, easy.
Like, be creative with their teaching.
To listen to me, whether it involves help with the class or if it's more personal issues, they're always willing to help me out.
By being nice and by helping us when we need help and for taking really good care of us.
She constantly pushed me to be my best, and, like, she helped me. Even now, like, I think of stuff she says back then, and it helps me get through school today.
She's so nice.
She was helpful and kind.
She just cares about us a lot, and she just wants us to do our best.
Like, a really nice teacher that's always willing to kind of help out and just, you know, just make you feel like you basically can do anything if you try your best. Just make you feel like that.
Teachers are a really big deal in students' life, and they change their life, really, and they just have a big role.
Thanks.
Thank you for being our teacher and being a good role model for us and supporting us.
You're listening to the 2018 State of Our Communities event live from the Civic Center on Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Coleman City Schools focuses on character, citizenship, and scholarship. With the outstanding group of teachers and staff, we are continually meeting that vision. Our greatest asset are our students, and those who work with them daily are committed to providing them necessary foundation and skills to be successful citizens and leaders. Again, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today and for your support as a community in providing our students the best possible education. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Patterson. You know, we're going to have some teacher recognition awards in a few moments. And, you know, I was sitting there watching that video, and I think everybody in here, when you're watching those kids talk about their teachers, did you not stop and think about your own teachers? I did. I ran into one of my middle school teachers here setting up for this event yesterday, and she acted like she remembered me. I don't know. But, you know, she said, well, how are you doing in English, Leah? And I said, I'm doing great. I'm writing all these speeches. We remember those people who make an impact on us, whether it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. And we so appreciate our teachers for the impact that they make on our lives. We save the best for last, Shane. All right, Coleman County School System Superintendent Dr. Shane Barnett is a lifelong resident of Coleman County. He attended Wallace State Community College, and he continues to believe in the education that they provide for their students. After Wallace State, he graduated from Athens State University with a bachelor's degree in comprehensive science, and he received his master's and specialist degrees from the University of Alabama in Birmingham. He has participated in extensive learning opportunities through the Superintendent's Association, Learning Forward Academy, Cambridge Strategic Planning Facilitators Training, and Harvard University. Most recently, he completed his doctorate at Samford University, where he defended his dissertation on transformational leadership. He has served Coleman County as a high school science teacher, an assistant principal, and now superintendent. Since becoming superintendent, he has been awarded the Staff Developer of the Year for Alabama. Dr. Barnett is married to Christy Barnett, who serves as a math coach at Good Hope Primary. They have three sons together, Ethan, Caleb, and Noah. He is passionate about serving Christ, his family, and helping young people reach their full potential. Everyone, please welcome Dr. Shane Barnett.
Leah, I guarantee you your teachers remember you. There is no doubt. We always remember the great ones in our classes, don't we? Well, good morning. I know y'all all just ate, and I know you've been sitting there for a while, but now come on. Today is my third State of the Schools address. My first State of the Schools address, I'd been on the job for about 2 weeks. And they had called me and said, oh, you need to be here at this time. And it was just a whirlwind at the time. And And I just remember being excited about taking that next step and trying to make a bigger difference. And I'll tell you, as excited as I was then, I'm even more excited now. When I see the great things that we're doing, not only in Coleman County Schools, but in Coleman County in general, it really gets me excited. We have so many opportunities, and working with the Chamber and working with the City of Coleman and our County Commission and our local delegation, we've got it going on in Coleman County. We really do. And when I travel across the state and we see these different things and these people are bragging about the great things they do, and I think, we're doing that in Coleman County. And we've been doing it for a while, and we're getting better. So I thank you for this opportunity, but I thank you, everybody, for the great things that we're doing in Coleman County, because it's not just us, it's all of us. So I thank you. We are doing some great things. Well, you may ask, what is the state of Coleman County Schools? Well, I'll just tell you, in general, it is great, and it's getting better. It's a little sensitive, as you've seen in the last... Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you. We have a great school board that works collaboratively to do their best for what's best for kids. And I really honestly can say that. I know I have a few of them here today, but when we come together, that is the bottom line, what's best for kids. And when we make decisions and we spend money, it goes back to our strategic plan. And we come and we wrap our head around what is best for the students of Coleman County. And a lot of times that is spending money on adults or training adults and doing things like that. But it comes down to what's best for kids. We also have a great administrators that care for their students and they care for the safety of their students. And they always put their students first. We also have great faculty and staff that it's not a career for most of them. It's a calling. And I am so thankful that the majority of our faculty and staff have answered that call. And I tell young people, and I'll speak to the Wallace students down here and all of our high school students, if you're considering going into education, make sure it's a calling and not just a career. Because if it's a calling, like it is for many of the faculty and staff of Coleman County, it's going to get you through the tough times. Because there's going to be days, especially like right, you know, like in the spring when you're getting ready for the end of the school year, it gets tough. And you wonder, you know, why am I doing this? And you remember that if God's called you into doing that, you need to do it and make a difference. And then we also have some wonderful students. I could stand here, if Leah would give me an extra couple of hours, I could read off every award that our students in Coleman County has earned. And I know we don't have time to do that, but it's exciting. It's just, I can't even make all the awards ceremonies that we have, because we have so many students getting awards and scholarships and everything every single day. But at this time, I'm going to go through our PowerPoint and talk about a little bit about the statistics that's going on in Coleman County. We have 16 National Board Certified Teachers, and as many of you know, Coleman County Schools is the largest employer in Coleman County. We have right at 61% of our 1,200 teachers are certified, or our staff are certified, and 39% are classified. Our student enrollment is right at 9,600, or just over 9,600, and the majority of those, 51% of those, are elementary students. This is super sensitive little changer. Our graduation rate is on the rise. As you know, in Coleman County, we face a lot of challenges. We face a lot of dependency on government and things like that. But we are meeting those challenges, and we are overcoming those. As you can see, our graduation rates that we are very proud of, and they're just continue to rise. In Coleman County, our seniors were offered over $9.3 million in scholarships last year. That's great. We have many things going on. We also have the Certified Nursing Academy. Of all the students that took the test for the Certified Nursing Assistant, we had 100% pass that. And what does that mean? They can walk right out of high school and go get a job as a Certified Nursing Assistant. We had 86 students that earned college credit by passing AP exams in 2017. In Coleman County Schools, we had 26 students that earned their associate degree from Wallace State before they earned their high school diploma. That's pretty exciting. A few of the awards, but by far not all of the awards, we'd like to highlight is we had one school that received the A-plus College Ready School of Excellent Award, and that was West Point High School. Since my first address here 2 years ago, we've had four schools that have earned Blue Ribbon Lighthouse status, and that's really exciting. And we expect another one or two to earn that this year. We started an award that was within Coleman County a couple of years ago, and it takes into effect every aspect of a student's day, from their academics to their sports to even attendance and things like that. And we give this trophy out every year, and Cold Springs High School has won it 2 years in a row. A few of the recognitions: we have Scholars Bowl teams that are ranked nationally and have been performing on TV throughout this year. We have two national semifinalists, national merit semifinalists. We have West Point High School that won the state math team champ. They were state math team champions. We have multiple state Scholars Bowl champions schools, and many of those are going on to compete nationally. These are some of the programs that we offer through CATA. This particular picture is a picture of our Inspires team. Every year that Coleman County Schools has participated in Inspires, we have had at least one team go on to win that on a state level and travel to Washington, D.C. to present their project to NASA, and we're really excited about that. Child nutrition program. A lot of times people forget how big Coleman County is. If you'll look at these numbers and imagine that in 1 year we serve over 1.1 million lunches in our cafeterias alone. We started a after-school feeding program because we realized that in Coleman County, a lot of our students go home in the afternoon and they don't have food at home. And we've been trying to send those home in backpacks and things like that. But one of the things that we've started doing is talk about technology. We're really excited about the technology and the way and the direction that technology is going in Coleman County schools. One of the challenges that we've had in Coleman County that a lot of our school buildings are very old buildings, just to be honest with you. As we've built new buildings, it's been as we've expanded schools. We've hardly ever, if ever, closed down a school and built a new school. But one of the challenges as we're adding technology is that we had buildings that had leaky roofs, or they had electricity that was installed in, you know, 20, 30 years, 40 years ago. So one of the things that we had to do, we had to come in and we had to put new roofs on many of our buildings. We had to put new electricity through our buildings and then upgrade the technology. You know, if you see on TV or if you talk to a young person, you think it's just so easy just to go buy a computer and put it in a classroom. Well, if you don't have electricity or if you got water coming through the top of the building, that computer's not going to do a whole lot of good. We spent over $6 million upgrading our roofs and upgrading our electricity so that we can put the technology in the classroom. The numbers that you see on this slide right here, they're pretty impressive numbers when you consider we have a little over 9,600 students. But these numbers have actually increased since I made this PowerPoint. We've already bought more technology than we have here. We have a lot of technology that's not listed here. We have several interactive panels in our classrooms. We have some virtual reality goggles. If you'll visit our booth in the room right here before you leave, we have a couple of samples out there that you can look at. We have a lot of students in Coleman County, believe it or not, that have probably never traveled. Many of them may not have traveled out of Coleman County, but several have not traveled out of the state of Alabama. Well, we have a virtual field trip package that we have through Google, and they can go anywhere in the world through this virtual field trip, and it's really exciting. And I got to participate in one where we visited the North Pole and showed us, you know, told us all about that. And it was really exciting. But we have those things going on as well. Community partners. We are so blessed to be partners with many of the people in this room today. And I will say that if you are not a partner with Coleman County Schools, I'm not real sure why. Because I know you would like to be, and we don't want to leave you behind. So if you are not a partner in some sort with Coleman County Schools, I challenge you to reach out to my office, to my staff, and see how you can partner with us so that you can be a part of the great things that are going on in Coleman County. We also are very blessed that we work closely with the county commission and the sheriff's department, and that we have a resource officer in every school. And a lot of people in other districts, this is a challenge for them, but I know that our community knows this is a priority. And this is something that we're really proud of. And not only do we have a school resource officer in every school, but we have people that are part of the community. They're not there just to be seen. They're there as role models and mentors for young people. And I'm excited, and I can tell you that every one of these officers care about kids and care about the safety of those students at those schools. This is a picture of some of our students using our technology, and actually some of them training our board members at one of our recent board meetings. They were training them how to use some technology that we've bought. I'm not going to say if that was difficult or not, but, you know. This is also a slide of some of the great things that are going on. We, too, like the city, have expanded our archery programs. Nearly every middle school and elementary school has an archery program now. Many of them are going on to compete on the national level. That'll be in Kentucky, and we're really excited about that. Some of those programs have even gone on past the nationals in the past and competed at the world events from Cullman, Alabama. So that's pretty cool. And this is a picture of some of the drama and theater productions that we've put on. We are in the process. We realize that some schools don't have a drama theater program, so we're working on a district-wide program where kids can come from all schools and work together to create one big production. How did you get the video to play? Do you remember?
Just fine.
There it goes. I'm not pressing anything.
My name is Alice, and I love being a good friend as a kindergartner. When I grow up, I want to be a teacher.
That's a future teacher right there. She's at Good Hope Primary, and she's a kindergartner there, finishing up, about to be a first grader. And the video here was just basically let you see one of our students. And she has such an impact on her from one of her teachers that she wants to be a teacher herself. Well, that's good. The next slide was basically just our logo once again. But I do want to say how proud I am of the great things that are going on in Cullman County, how proud I am of our students and of our adults. I mentioned earlier that students are earning awards all the time. We also have that same experience going on with many of our teachers and our principals throughout our school system. They are earning many awards. I want to say thank you once again to our community partners. I know if Dr. Karlowicz was here, she could attest to, I'm always going to her or going to one of our industry leaders, and I'm going, I've got this crazy idea. Let me just tell you about it. And I say, well, here's the thing. We need to get somebody to work out where I need somebody to just, like, pay for it. And also, I need you to do it like yesterday. And if we could include 100 other people. And I do all this crazy, say all these crazy things. But I'm so blessed that these people that I come to, and I think of Albert at Ray Hall that we have partnerships with, and I'm all, every time, I know every time he sees my name or number on his caller ID, he thinks, what is he calling about now? But I'm always calling, I'm saying, I've got this crazy idea, and I don't even know if it'll work, but let me put it in your lap, and you bring it back and tell me, what can we do to make this work? And I've done that with many of you in this room, and I'm going to continue to do that with many of you in this room, because you always step up to the plate and you take it to that next level, and it makes a difference in young people. And I'll tell you, I will continue looking for ways, and our school system will continue looking for ways to help young people be successful. And if that means creating a new curriculum, which we are working on for in a couple of different areas, that will be specific to what a student wants to do and how they can be successful, we'll do that. We'll do whatever it takes to help kids be successful, and we're going to continue looking for those paths. And we're really excited. I'm excited to be a part of Cullman County Schools, and I'm looking forward to many more years. Thank you very much.
Wow, I've had three kids go through school system here at Wallace and at
at East, and then I have family that's been in the county school systems, but thank y'all. I mean, we're so fortunate to have your leadership and your drive for our kids in this community. I'm going to tell you about what it takes to become an award student here. For the past several years, the Chamber has facilitated the nomination process for Student of the Year and Career Technical Student of the Year candidates. Each student nominee was chosen to represent their respective schools based on their wealth of exceptional achievements. Many of them are class valedictorians, national merit finalists, National Honor Society members, youth leadership graduates, or class officers. Although these are commendable achievements, these nominees also embody character, community involvement, and leadership skills. Each candidate has been evaluated based upon their submitted application, recommendations, activities in both school and community, written responses on career goals, and finally, an interview in front of a panel of judges. As each nominee comes to the podium, please pause for an individual picture with your superintendent and remain to the side of the group picture immediately following. Superintendent Patterson and Barnett, if you could also come forward for this group picture. Students, please come forward as your name is called. Please hold your applause until after each student nominee has been named and called. First is Eva Bark. Eva Bark attends St. Barnard Preparatory School. After high school, she plans to earn an undergraduate degree in chemical engineering at the University of Alabama in Huntsville and go on to earn her master's directly after. With her degree and love for science, Eva wants to work at a Coleman or Huntsville area engineering firm. Eva, come forward.
You're listening to the State of the Communities event as presented by the Coleman Chamber of Commerce, live from the Civic Center on Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Next is Meredith Ann Calvert. Meredith Ann Calvert attends West Point High School. After graduating, she plans on going to Wallace State Community College for 2 years before transferring to Athens State University to pursue a degree in education. She was drawn to teaching after helping her mom and seeing the positive impact teachers can have on children. Carrie Doss is next. Carrie Doss attends Good Hope High School. Upon graduation, Carrie wants to pursue a degree in archaeology. She's always had a passion for history, and archaeology is the perfect way to translate that passion into an exciting career. In her spare time, Carrie enjoys reading and creative writing, volunteer work, and watching movies. Grace Chambers is next. She attends Cold Springs High School. After graduation, she will pursue a bachelor's in chemistry at Troy University. With her degree, Grace wants to work in a medical research facility until she can attend medical school to become a neurologist. Through her studies, she wants to work. Colby's plan is to return to Coleman to work as a primary care physician, where he believes he can make a daily impact on his home and community. Yay, Colby. Russell McDonald attends Beaumont High School and the Coleman Area Technology Academy. After graduation, he plans on going to Wallace State Community College and then the University of Alabama in Huntsville to earn a degree in mechanical engineering. Russell chose his career path because of his love for learning how things work and how to make them more efficient. Russell was also nominated for Student of the Year, and he is our first student ever to be nominated for both awards. Caitlin Schultz attends Hansville High School. After graduation, she plans to start pursuing a career as an interventional cardiologist by obtaining her degree in biology from Birmingham Southern College. Caitlin feels led to this profession through her experience with patients while participating in Coleman Regional's Junior Volunteer Program. Isaac Smith attends Holly Pond High School. Isaac's strong call into ministry will take him to Boyce College after graduation. Upon completion of a 5-year theological program, he plans to return to Coleman area to become a full-time pastor. In Isaac's spare time, he likes to read and keep up on new technology. Okay, next we're moving on to Career Technical Student of the Year. These nominees include Ethan Burson. He attends Vimont High School and the Coleman Area Technology Academy. After graduating, he plans on earning a degree in engineering technology at Wallace State Community College and further pursuing a career in architecture. In his spare time, Ethan enjoys football, video games, and being outdoors. Ethan could not be with us today to attend area track meet. Hope he's doing well. Hunter Kaiser attends Good Hope High School and the Coleman Area Technology Academy. Upon graduation, she plans on going to Bevel State Community College before transferring to Auburn University. War Eagle! to become a veterinarian. In her spare time, Hunter enjoys caring for animals, drawing, hunting, and hanging out with friends. Congratulations to all of you for being chosen to represent your school as Student of the Year and Career Technical Student of the Year nominees. Let's give them all a big round of applause. We'll announce the Coleman Area Career Technical and Student of the Year in just a few moments. So in the meantime, students, please return to your seats. And now I'd like to ask Leah Boland to come forward to announce our Teachers of the Year.
Thanks, Kay. As you can see, Kay and I have a battle of the universities. For your every War Eagle, I will say Roll Tide. Until the crowd is finally with me. They're waking up. Go drink more coffee. Now, we would like to honor our area school representatives selected by their school systems as the Teacher of the Year and are currently nominees for the Alabama Teacher of the Year Award. If each teacher would come forward as I call your name. Up first is our Coleman City School System Teachers of the Year. And Dr. Patterson, I'll ask you to step over here for the presentation of those awards. First up, we have Patty Britton. Patty Britton has been teaching with Coleman City Schools since 1995. She began her career at Coleman City Primary School and transferred to East Elementary School in 2004. Ms. Britton taught third grade for several years, and just this year made a change to second grade. Ms. Britton is very active beyond the classroom. She is very supportive of the education profession by serving in many different areas. Ms. Britton has served on the leadership team for third grade. She has also served as a cooperative teacher for many students pursuing their teaching internships from different universities. She has provided mentoring to new teachers within our system and has provided guidance by serving on the College and Career Readiness Standards Implementation Team and the DIBELS Implementation. I don't know what that stands for, D-I-B-E-L-S. Ms. Britton, what does that stand for? DIBELS?
It's a reading indication.
A reading indication. Thank you. She's also a member of NEA. Her philosophy of teaching is built on the importance of instilling in each child the skills of work ethic, being kind, being a critical thinker, and becoming a lifelong learner. Ms. Britton shares, as a teacher, it is my responsibility to teach the academic standards, but it is also my responsibility to teach and model the life skills that will ensure that each of the students are equipped for their future. Congratulations, Ms. Britton. Our next Teacher of the Year is a very deserving representative of Coleman Middle School. I think she taught my son. That would be Kim Johnson. Kim has been teaching since 1988. She began her career at Simmons Middle School and also taught 1 year at Northport Junior High School. Ms. Johnson took a short break from teaching to raise her family and came to work with Coleman Middle School in 2005. In 2015, Ms. Johnson received recognition as the Coleman Times 2015 Favorite Secondary Teacher in their Best of the Best Readers Poll. In addition to her teaching responsibilities, Ms. Johnson has served as the co-sponsor of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes since 2012. She supports her profession by providing leadership through serving on many teams and committees to include instructional planning, budget committee, CMS leadership, textbook committee, problem-solving team. In addition, Ms. Johnson has served as a new teacher mentor and is periodically observed by math education students. Ms. Johnson's philosophy of teaching is built on the belief that true learning can occur when teachers and students are talking, interacting, and working together for a common goal. Ms. Johnson shares, "My message to educators and to the general public is that we should love our kids. It is in all our best interest to train our young people to be responsible members of society. We do this by investing our time, our efforts, and our hearts in those we are privileged to know." Congratulations, Ms. Johnson. Up next, we have Coleman County School System, so Dr. Barnett. First up, we have Letha Miller. Letha currently teaches third grade. Her interest in teaching began when the smiling faces of preschoolers she was teaching at church captivated her heart. Seeking an occupation that would parallel this joy, she attended Wallace State Community College before transferring to Athens State University to graduate cum laude, where she received a bachelor's degree in elementary education. She graduated magna cum laude as she was awarded her master's degree in the same field from Jackson State University. Letha has enjoyed teaching 5th and 6th grade students for the past 24 years. Her passion of instilling a positive self-esteem in each child has not wavered. She is absolutely driven by the enjoyment of integrating technology into the elementary classroom as a means of reaching children in the digital age. She has served as technology representative for her school and participated in various technology trainings with her system. She is currently involved in training other teachers at the annual Coleman County Education and Technology Conference on how to effectively use technology in the elementary classroom. Congratulations, Ms. Miller. Next, we have Letitia Jackson. Letitia's first teaching experience began when she worked as a microbiologist. I found this to be very interesting, Letitia. Y'all listen up. This is very interesting. She had the responsibility of teaching college students and medical residents microbiology. Letitia soon realized that sharing what she knew with students and helping them understand microbiology was the highlight of her job. As Letitia continued working as a microbiologist, she volunteered at her child's school. The school's reading coach approached Letitia about working with students on their reading and math skills. Letitia began working with several students ranging from kindergarten to fourth grade. She watched the students as they progressed each week and found it rewarding to see how much they were learning and improving. It was during this time that she began considering changing careers and becoming a teacher. Letitia distinctly remembers the moment she decided to become a teacher. She had been working with a fourth grader for several weeks on long division when he was able to work a problem entirely by himself. The boy's face lit up when he realized that he got it. And Letitia realized that weeks of work had been worth every second because the student had developed a new skill and confidence in their abilities. It is still the same look on that student's face when they realize that they really understand a concept that makes teaching worthwhile for Letitia. Her journey from the clinical laboratory to the classroom is one she has never regretted. She loves science and gets to share it with young minds every day. Congratulations. And congratulations to all of our outstanding teachers and the awards. Now, at this time, we would like to thank our Student of the Year sponsor, Knight Free Insurance. And we're going to go ahead and all these things you've been waiting for, we're going to announce the 2017-18 Students of the Year. Our Student of the Year has a long list of academic and personal achievements. They have served as their school's National Honor Society President, SGA Vice President. They served as class president, and additionally, they are actively involved in a variety of extracurricular programs and volunteering opportunities, such as the Chamber's Youth Leadership Coleman County, volleyball, and track, as well as extensive volunteering, including serving as mentor for the 2017 Coleman County Sheriff's Special Needs Rodeo. Our distinguished 2017-18 Student of the Year is Grace Chambers of Cold Springs High School. Congratulations, Grace, on all of your accomplishments. We're certainly proud of you and your success and your wonderful ambassador of Coleman County and Cold Springs High School. Grace, I'm going to ask you to stay up here kind of off by the side. Don't leave us just yet. Next, it is my honor to announce our distinguished Career Technical Student of the Year for 2017-18. They have been named Chief Drafter or Simulated Workforce at the Coleman Area Technology Academy, led their school's math team. They were the 2018 Bevel State Torch Competition first place winner. They helped attend Wallace State Community College before they transferred to the University of North Alabama to pursue a degree in mechanical engineering. Is this person still in high school? Is that true? Okay. All right. So the 2017-18 Career Technical Student of the Year is Russell McDonald of Vimont High School. And to note, Russell was actually nominated, our first time ever to be nominated for this award as well as our Student of the Year award. You're really a great leader for your school and a great representative of Vimont and the Coleman Area Technology Academy. Now, in addition to these awards, Dr. Karlowicz and the Wallace State Future Foundation would like to honor each of these students today with a final presentation. At this time, I will ask Suzanne Harbaugh, the Wallace State Community College Foundation Director, to come forward for that presentation to Grace and Russell.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this opportunity to make this presentation this morning. As the Executive Director of the Future Foundation, today's presentations will mark the first of what is going to be awarding over 150 students up to $210,000 in this next coming year academics at Wallace State, and we're very, very proud of that. The foundation awards scholarships to students who are both enrolled dually enrolled, that includes Fast Track for Industry, our regular Fast Track Academy, in addition to regular students and non-traditional students, and it's our honor to do that today. So I would like to take this time to present a $500 scholarship to Taylor Grace Chambers, and you may use that even this summer if you want to come and take some summer classes with us. And we would also like to award $500 to Russell McDonald. You also may use this as early as summer semester or to stay with us in the fall. I think you're going to be with us in the fall, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, and congratulations to both of you. Okay.
Thank you, Suzanne, and thank you to the Wallace State Future Foundation Board of Directors. And on behalf of our Board of Directors at the Chamber, I'd like to express my congratulations to all of you, to the nominees, the students, and especially the parents. I know you've spent countless hours with your student working and laboring over those projects to get due on time, and you've just produced some fantastic young adults. Thank you also for each of you for attending our Chick-fil-A State of Our Communities. Thanks again to our presenting sponsor, Wallace State Community College, our corporate sponsors, Coleman Electric Cooperative and Coleman Jefferson Gas, our program sponsor, and I hope you noticed those in your program, Citizens Bank. The student nominee sponsor was Traditions Bank, and of course the award sponsor today was Knight Free Insurance. Now, parents, If you noticed, Rob, who is on our staff at the Chamber, took pictures of all of your students as they came up, and we will post those on our social media pages so that you can grab those and share them with all of your relatives and friends. I know you're proud of that. Also, we would like for all of our student nominees at the conclusion of this award ceremony, if you would go stand over there for a group picture before you leave today. We want to make sure that we can capture that. Thank you to Wesley Smith. He is our Director of Entrepreneurship and Education. Wes, where are you? Are you back there? Wave out here so they can see you. Wes is responsible for putting this program together today for us and running all of the interviews and everything that you've seen today to make this day possible. Thank you for doing that. So as you exit the building today, be sure that you go ahead, even if you're going to stay for the next session, if you'll just completely leave this area so we can clean it up and get ready for the state of health care. If you have not visited the many booths, our YAY, which is our Young Entrepreneurs Academy at Holly Pond and Coleman High School, please visit their booths in the back, as well as Human Services and Parks and Recreation, as well as Tourism. So do that, and we look forward to seeing you next year, and we hope you stick around for the many sessions today. Have a great day.